violin and I play the cello. And over my career, I've done a lot of experimenting in many different directions. And I'm here in Hawkwood for 5 days to begin seeding some new music with an Indian tabla player called Sanju Sahai and an English singer called Nikki Wells.
So you've stayed at Hawkwood before, and you've worked here before, and it's a very special place, I think, to everyone who comes here. But how does this place influence your practice?
This is the third time I've been at Hawkwood, yeah, and it is an extremely special place. We were just getting our hands dirty in the garden, learning a few tips and tricks from Bernard the gardener, and we were saying to him, what's remarkable about this place is... we come here and we get really beautifully looked after with wonderful food and cookies all day, and we benefit from the incredible tranquility of this location, that amazing view out across the valley, and we get a little bit of silence and space to create, which is very, very unusual in the music world.
Absolutely. So what do you hope to achieve during this day?
I think what we're really hoping to do during these 5 days is just to sort of discover the nature of the three of us musically, which might sound a bit abstract, but in our normal lives, you know, we've got a concert on Friday night, so maybe we'll meet on Thursday afternoon or sometimes even on the day for a quick rehearsal, just get things into shape, and it's all about meeting that deadline of the beginning of the concert. There's a lot of pressure on, obviously. But what's very unusual is to have that chance to sit back away from the pressure, and what we're after is just sort of finding out what is the sound we make, and what happens when we give three of us really space to just relax down into who we are as musicians and offer that up into the little trio, and find out what is it that we are musically. We've got different backgrounds, obviously. I'm a classically trained cellist. Sanju is a very Indian classically trained tabla player who comes from a line of 7 generations of tabla players, extraordinary. And Nikki is this extraordinary hybrid. She's an English girl, but she's also half Swiss. And she spent the years of 6 to 10 living in India at a school there. So she speaks a bit of Hindi. She's had training in Indian music. So she's an amazing kind of bridge between the two cultures. And I've also worked a lot with Indian musicians. So we're really sort of exploring the common ground that we have and the differences, incorporating the differences that we have musically and trying to create something new here at Hawkwood. Yeah, it's really fun.
And just finally, could you tell me a little bit about your new endeavour of your Hands in Soil?
Sure. So I'm hoping to bring quite an array of musicians here, some in projects with myself and some doing independent projects on their own over the next year or two. And being a little bit of an advert in the music profession for this wonderful place. And then I was thinking, one of the problems with musicians is that we're so deeply entrenched in what we do that we often don't kind of look up and around and see what's going on around us. And that seemed more of a pity in a place like Hawkwood than anywhere else. So I thought, I was just musing, what's a way that we could actually pay a bit more attention to what's here? And then I thought, wouldn't it be amazing to get the musicians in the garden, you know, doing some digging, doing some weeding, doing some planting, harvesting, whatever it is, and then get a series of photographs of our hands when they're all muddy and dirty with soil under the fingernails and stuff. Because musicians' hands are amazing. I mean, some musicians' hands are incredibly beautiful, not mine really, but some musicians' hands, you can see they're real artists' hands with amazing, beautiful working fingers. But they're not associated with soil. But I love that combination visually. So I'm hoping that we'll be able to publish some kind of a little book in a couple of years' time, full of the hands, the dirty hands of musicians.